And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today?
I am in a very springy mood. How about you?
A springy mood. Yeah, we're in a good mood, too. I understand NPR made it into the New York Times crossword puzzle this past Thursday as the Car Talk Network.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Always looking to find a plug for NPR.
Always. Well, we appreciate it. The challenge that you gave us last week, may I just say how much pleasure it brought to Dr. William Danes in Louisville, Kentucky. He is a science teacher at DuPont Manual High School, and he actually gave that challenge on the periodic table to his classes during the week. Right. So repeat the challenge, and then they can see all and everybody else how they did. What was the puzzle?
Well, I said take the three chemical elements, bromine, actinium, and einsteinium, and I said if somehow these could be combined, their chemical symbol would form the word braces. The challenge was, can you think of a familiar word of 10 or more letters that is composed completely of two-letter chemical symbols? Any answer will count.
Okay, what were some of your answers?
Well, there are a number of nice 12-letter ones, featherbrain, scatterbrain, and inarticulate. Mm-hmm. And among 10-letter answers, some of the nicer ones were helicopter, nanosecond, ceremonial, motherland, and condescend. Oh. All of those work.
They're wonderful, wonderful. A lot of people were using their brains and knew the periodic table and sent in entries, about 450 correct ones. We picked a random winner, and his name is Matthew Cahill. And he, I think, joins us from the farthest place ever on Weekend Edition Sunday, Gustavus, Alaska. Hi, Matthew.
Good morning.
Nice going.
Thank you.
You had two answers, articulate and inarticulate.
Yes.
All right, where's Gustavus, Alaska?
We're about 65 miles by air taxi from Juneau, northwest of Juneau.
How many people live there?
About 350.
Oh, nice little tight community. All right, you have to tell us, what does it look like at this time of year?
At this time of year, the rhubarb and the grass is just starting to sprout up. It's still a little brown. There's no leaves on the trees yet, but the sun's getting warm and the ground's thawing out.
Excellent. And you must obviously be a puzzle fan.
Yes.
Now, listen to that enthusiasm. It sounds like you're ready to play.
Yes.
Well, Will, meet Matthew Cahill and let's play.
All right, Matthew, I'm going to give you some words, starting with the letter H. For each one, give me a familiar proverb or saying that contains that word. For example, if I said half, you might say half a loaf is better than none.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some words here have multiple answers. Any answer will be fine. Number one is hand.
Does it have to start with hand?
Nope, anywhere.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the tree.
Is worth two in the bushes, right? Number two is haste.
Haste makes waste.
Uh-huh. Hatched.
Gosh, plan hatched. I'm stuck.
Think chickens.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Don't count the chicken before it's hatched.
All right.
That's right. Hay, H-A-Y.
I make hay while the sun shines.
Excellent. Heads.
Heads up.
It has to be more a proverb or a saying. It has to be a point to
that's,
it.
That's what Chicken Little might have said, but I don't think it works in this. we've
two,
knocked,
heads, yeah. Two heads are better than one.
Two heads are better than one is right. How's that for appropriate for today?
Absolutely. You got that one right.
Heard, H-E-A-R-D.
Heard it through the grapevine. Heard.
That hasn't reached fable status yet. Heard it through
no,
the
not
grapevine.
Quite.
Oh, that's I. You know.
Start with children.
Children.
Oh.
Oh, children should be. Oh my gosh, should be seen, not heard.
That's right. That's right.
That's old.
Heart. H-E-A-R-T.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Right. You could also have said, "Faint heart, ne'er won fair lady," and home is where the heart is.
That's
and,
right.
And how about honesty?
Honesty is.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that it's not a man's best friend, although it probably is, actually. Honesty.
A best is right. Honesty
is the, yes. Honesty is the best.
Yes.
Honesty is the best.
Insurance.
Policy.
Policy.
Policy is right. And your last one is human.
Oh, gosh. To err is human.
And what's the second half?
To.
For. Give.
Or
to forgive
is
to forgive is divine.
Divine, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Yay!
Two heads are better than one. What can Matthew? You were great.
Thank you.
Those are so much fun. It's so funny though that I mean, with heart, for example, that all of a sudden you lose them. You can't dredge them up. It's nice. You were great. We're going to send you some things today for playing our puzzle. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, and the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. I can't wait to hear this. Tell us your public radio station, Matthew.
I'm a member of KTOO in Juneau.
Matthew Cahill from Gustavus, Alaska. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Oh, wow. That was fun. All right.
Thanks.
Well, something for us to work on.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener George Bredehorn of Wontaw, New York. Write out the alphabet from A to Z. Think of a familiar six-letter word whose letters are in alphabetical order, reading from left to right, although obviously not consecutive. Cross out these six letters. Now, from those that remain, find a familiar five-letter word whose letters are in alphabetical order, reading from left to right. Remove those. Now find successively a familiar four-letter word, a three-letter word, and a two-letter word, each reading from left to right, and never repeating any previously used letters. My answer differs from George's, and I think mine actually is a little better than his because it has all common words. But any answer that counts will score correctly.
Oh my goodness, this is quite a complicated challenge to work on. Sounds like fun. When you have that answer, put it on a postcard, send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person. Deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.